Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hope it's all. Welcome to Men's Room Happy Hour, episode number 100,069. Thank you for joining us exclusively here on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Welcome to a Friday morning. Big party going on tonight. Mm-hmm. Hopefully you can join us for the show at Black Raven in Woodinville, 2 to 6. Everything will be live, including the studio audience.
That's right.
So we're not taking calls. It's absolutely free. Stop by, try the new 20th anniversary lager with us.
Yeah.
On draft for the first time. It's Friday afternoon. We're going to throw down, get ready for a three-day weekend as take Monday off. After the big game,
because
it's always a tradition of ours here.
And also, being up there at the brewery, take advantage of what we're saying. Like, they don't make a bad brew up there at Black Raven Brewing.
No, they seriously do not.
And you can taste all of them that they got up there. Give them all a shot, man.
Yeah, fantastic. And pick up a couple six-packs if you're headed to a party on Sunday, so you can take something over there. And
I did hear that we were going to have the sausage up there.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah, the cut shop's going to be out there cooking them up.
Nice.
All right, so we're going to have some food. A live broadcast.
Miles, have you eaten a damn sausage yet?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Totally. Okay.
Yes, I have. I was I've got my whole entire freezer is filled now with sausages because my brother sent me this care package yesterday for my birthday, and it's from Chicago.
Okay.
And it's Chicago beef, hot Italian beef sandwiches.
All right.
And basically, you cook it in a like a au jus, like a dip, and then you brown or toast the buns, and then there's some peppers you put on top, and basically, you got a hot Italian beef sandwich.
Nice. So, what's that, pastrami?
No, beef.
No, it's beef.
It's just
it's beef.
My bad.
It's beef. And it's
when you say it out loud, I'm like, damn it, I wish I didn't say that.
I mean, technically, pastrami is beef, but it's just the way it's cured. It makes it pastrami.
Right.
Yeah, it's still the pastrami is still the brisket cut.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been corned beefed.
Okay.
Which I made that mistake before. I bought corned beef instead of a brisket because they look identical. And then when I made the brisket, it was corned beef.
Damn it.
And I fucked up the entire dinner.
Yeah. But Mike, don't feel bad. Years ago, like hamburger. People assume it's ham. And he goes, no, it's beef. It just comes from this place. But at a buddy of mine, when we're like 15 or 16, he's certainly old enough to know better. I'm over at his house. His mom's cooking dinner. We can smell it in his bedroom. And he's like, dude, I'm excited for tonight. My mom's making pork chops. I'm like, cool, man. He's like, I freaking love beef. I said, dude. They're made out of pig. And we argued this for like 10 minutes, and I thought he's fucking with me.
Pork chop, bud.
I kept saying that, but his response was hamburger. I said, okay, well, again, it's named after a plate, whatever. So we finally go downstairs, and remember, he asked his mom, he's like, Mom, are pork chops beef or pork? The word comes out of his mouth.
Oh, my God, bud.
And she just looked at him like, Paul, they're pork chops. And it blew his mind.
Whoa.
He's like, I always thought they were beef. I'm like, they're pork.
They look nothing like beef.
No.
It's the other white meat. Like, come on, man.
Right. Big thanks to the Daily Migs Morning Show.
Hell yeah. That was
they were
delicious.
On our show. We were on their show just eating appetizers. We all picked a name out of a hat of as far as something to make for like a Super Bowl side. And all the food I thought was fantastic. I really did.
It was good.
Nobody fucked anything up.
Great showing by all. Yeah. There was not a, oh, man, you messed this up.
No, there was nothing. But, you know, again, Migs, nothing against him, but plant-based, which is not me. And I'm just like, fucking A, you're making sliders. Sliders were tremendous, right?
Didn't taste to me, that would be the hardest one to do.
Absolutely, because I wouldn't know. And he put cheese on them, but it's not even real cheese. Right. The only thing I took off was a pickle, because I just don't like pickles.
Sure.
Sarah absolutely stunned, I believe, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Just hearing her lack of cooking prowess all week going into the kitchen. And Miles and I were like, serious, this might not be a good idea. Not about us eating it, but Sarah might hurt herself.
Yeah. Right.
Or her and her husband.
She doesn't know you need to use, like, potholders to take the dish out
right.
of the oven.
Right.
Like, basic stuff.
She couldn't preheat the oven.
No.
Yeah.
She couldn't turn on the burner to boil water.
I voted for her for overall champion just based on the fact that, you know.
She's put in the most effort.
She's a little slow. but I really think that, well, I'm cooking. But Ted, you know, I am going to get drunk with George, and I'm really going to ask him, honest to God, did you help?
How much
did you really help in this element? Because that was, if that's a first-time attempt, I mean, God bless her. That was
Well, here's
fantastic.
The thing, though. The whole thing was supposed to be no-looking recipes. And I said, like, it was so good. I do believe she could make it, but, like, that was specific. Like, I've made mac and cheese. There was a twist to that one, and we're like, you read a fucking recipe.
There's a ranch packet in it.
Yeah.
And then ranch Doritos on top.
Which now, is a correct
twist. Is she that ingenuitive that she just does that?
I don't believe so.
Like, it's like saying, like, oh, I did the recipe this time with macaroni and cheese where I added the French onion packet.
Right. Right.
Somebody told you to do that. Yeah. There's a recipe that, you know, kind of steers you in that direction.
I'm guessing now, George just said, hey, if you want a good idea to take it over the top, do this.
Right. And I'm going to give her a lot of props here just because I do believe that she put in all the work. Granted, yeah, we can't be looking at recipes, but when you're dealing with nothing and no idea whatsoever, yeah, you need a little bit of a limp there.
When you don't know how to boil water.
Also, oh, no. But, don't get me wrong. It was still awesome. Yeah. Good honor. I'm just saying, like, you looked at a recipe.
How did you know? No, I don't even think it's bigger than this. How did you know when the noodles were done?
Yeah.
That like, I think she can tell.
I mean, I think you're right, Ted, but I'm just talking about basic shit, man.
Right. But then I love that she came in here and she was like, I didn't realize how hard cooking was. Like, there's so much waiting around that you got to do. And
all
you
the stirring. Wait and do the,
it's like, and I'm just telling her, I love that part. That's why I enjoy cooking.
I said that's what cooking is. Like, everything you just said, you have to do this when you cook. Like, that's what cooking is. That's the whole thing.
And then make it all land at the same time.
That's what cooking is.
I was telling Thrill, I had to get a rotisserie chicken to break that down for the buffalo chicken dip.
Yeah.
Then I took all the leftover dark meat and everything and made a homemade chicken Caesar wrap.
Ooh.
Atta boy.
That sounds good. All and right, shout out to Taryn, by the way, because the egg that she used for her egg was pooped out by one of her chickens.
That's right. Those
her pigs in a blanket were phenomenal. Probably the best ones ever had. But again,
it's pigs
like
in a blanket.
Her and me, right, we just had very plain.
Right. I had plain ass meatballs. Your quesadillas, Mike, were fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Steve's, I respect you made the meatballs, though, Miles.
Queso dip was
that queso dip was
phenomenal.
Good. Not spicy, but good.
Danny V's jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, he nailed those, man.
The sliders, as Steve said, if vegan or not, I mean, you couldn't tell the difference, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't know.
And
I need a
Ryan
nap.
Castle stuffed.
Oh, my God.
God damn. Yeah.
He hooks it up.
Stuffed skins.
Oh, yeah. What do you guys, got plans for Sunday as far as food goes? I'm going to make those Chicago hot Italian sandwiches, my brother said.
So here was my idea. I wanted to make, you know, because I like to theme it after whatever teams are playing. So, of course, you got Casey in there.
It's
so
a good year.
So I'm going to try to do some sort of Casey barbecue. But then here was my extra twist that I wanted to do is I want to make a steak and cheese dip.
Okay.
So So here's my thought. I'm going to melt down like some Velveeta and provolone, maybe, and mix that up. I want to find some beef that I can put in there for like the steak sandwich. I want to put in some peppers and some onions in there.
It's not much different than the queso.
Yeah, when you're doing exactly, right. Well, when you're doing your barbecue, just throw a small piece of beef on there.
Okay. What kind of beef?
Well, I told him, just buy that ribeye that's already shaved.
Yes.
Ooh, that you could make steak and cheeses at home because you could chop that up even finer.
Right.
I mean, you literally just cook it on your flat top or in a pan.
Mm-hmm.
You could chop that up more and then throw it in there.
Ted's right.
So I don't know why I'm telling you how to recipe. I'm going to the same place. I'm blatantly picking up 50 boneless wings from Buffalo Wild
Wings. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, like I was just like, I might make a spinach dip.
Now. Not if you got buffalo.
Man, spinach is pretty bomb. Like, let's not knock the spinach dip.
No, you don't have to have the spinach is my only thing. Like, spinach dip is good. I do not like spinach, so, like, everything other than the spinach.
Do you taste the spinach?
If you put crab in there, put shrimp in there.
There you go.
Put anything else in there. Put artichoke hearts.
What the?
Here's the only thing. I'll make a spinach dip, but as I told somebody last night, like, I'm not cutting up that fucking bread bowl.
No, like, sorry, man.
It's not a holiday.
I think wings and beer.
You're right. That's fine. Super Bowl, not holiday, bro. Right. This is right. All you about pick it. Use your damn hands. Scoop some shit and eat it.
Yeah, I think you're only obligated to bring one food item and whatever. You know, if you want to bring a bottle or a 12-pack or whatever, I think one's enough.
What flavor of wings are we going with there, Ted?
So I got 25 wet lemon peppers.
25?
Nice.
I got 50 total. So, right, you get two.
Okay, I was just saying, that's usually it's 24. Really, 25.
25 of those, the 25 of the Parmesan.
Garlic parm.
Garlic parm.
Hell yeah.
You know how much extra you're going to drink just as a result of that combo.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, well, the only thing, too, is I love regular wings, but I did go boneless because I feel like those sit out better.
They do sit out better, and it's just easier, and it's less mess.
Correct.
Right? People don't have plates full of bones and all that kind of thing. Sometimes you have a big gathering, I'm like, that might be the way to go.
That's so funny. I'm with you. I always go bone-in chicken wings, but when you get a big group of people, it's like, it's time for those nuggets, those boneless ones.
Enjoy. They're going to go quick, too. What are you doing there, Steve?
Well, we have a volleyball game.
Oh!
It ends before the Super Bowl starts.
It's on Sunday?
It's on Sunday, and they drag their fucking feet. Not the volleyball, but the Super Bowl to finally get the shit started, you know.
Sure.
You gotta sit through everything.
Oh, yeah.
So we won't miss anything, but the wife and I were talking about that today. I'm like, look, you're an Eagles fan. I said, what about cheesesteaks? She's like, Because we'll go to Colossi's.
I'm about to say Colossi's?
Yeah. And, but we
were they open on Sundays?
We have to get them Saturday.
Okay.
Is the thing. And that's I can live with that. That's fine. So I think we're going to do that. I don't know what else we're going to have yet.
Okay. Hey, here's the other thing. Is that, like, last year Mike took the time to make barbecue, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the ribs are good, but I'm pretty sure I ate the whole rack of them. So you can do that. You can do what Castle did. But also for a lot of people, like, dude, it's the Super Bowl. You can get a pizza and chips.
Yeah, right.
I've done Super Bowls before in my 20s where we literally would get, like, frozen pizzas, frozen appetizers.
That's exactly what I would say.
Well, I've got 3 or 4 pizza doughs at home. And then my wife always makes red sauce, so she pulled it out of the freezer. So I think I was going to hook up some homemade pizzas.
Yeah. Because
that way,
you're never going to get one delivered.
We can eat them. Right. Well, I'm not going to try to get it delivered. It's going to take forever. And
go
I understand
early if you're going
that.
To Costco.
Right. Yeah, no. And man, go Saturday.
I have had pizza delivered on Super Bowl. There have been some place where they did. And they brought in like 4 pizzas. They're all stacked up. Every one of them was freezing cold.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, that guy's
because you were the 9th guy on his delivery.
Exactly. Right. I would recommend just getting a take and bake from Costco or one of those places where you get some big-ass pizza. And
do they still do the take and bake from Costco?
Yeah, the big... Well, I'm sure they do. They used to have the big boxes that were like the pepper.
I thought they were always just cooked.
Right? I think they only
cooked.
Do the cook.
Papa Murphy's.
Oh, okay.
Can I tell my 8-year-old sad Papa Murphy story?
Sure. Oh, hit me.
Go to 24... 20... What year? The Seahawks won in what? January or February 2014? Or 13? Either way. Super Bowl Sunday. The town is pumped, right? Dating
Electric.
A girl in West Seattle. She's going to make dips and everything. We're going to go to a party. But she was like, hey, can you go to Papa Murphy's and then go to the store and get cocktail weenies? I said, honey, no problem. Let me take your car. I said, you know what? Dickie, the small dog. I said, get in here, you son of a bitch. We're going to get pizza.
Oh, I think I know this.
So me and Dickie, we go up to Papa Murphy's. The line is packed. Super Bowl Sunday, it's early.
Everybody wants pizza.
Right, so this old guy gets in there, he's a little disheveled, and the girl he orders his medium pizza to go. And she goes, hey, for $1 more, you get a large. He goes, that's okay, I'll just take the medium. She goes, no, it's only $1. Like, it's Super Bowl Sunday. And he's like, that's okay. And she goes, you know what? I'll pay the $1. Like, it's Super Bowl Sunday, get you a large pizza. This place is packed, and he has to say out loud, a large pizza won't fit in my oven.
Oh, damn.
So at this point, we all know he lives in a small, tiny little place.
You can need a single zombie in your booty.
Well, he could also maybe live in an RV.
Right.
I'm just saying, the girl's like 19, and she is just pumped. Like,
I'll do it for you, big guy.
Like, everybody in line is talking, and she's
just... Get the large, man.
Like, it's only she's like, screw it, I gotcha. And when he had to say that out loud, like,
the whole place.
The whole place goes quiet.
So, what do you think the score is going to be?
Oh, no, I can't see it on my 13-inch TV.
Right? I'm going to watch it in black and white. And then the second half of that story...
Just the rabbit ears.
I have never seen this in my life, so this is... I go over to the QFC... And the recipe, you're like pigs in a blanket. And I'm walking down that aisle, and there's just a guy like, waving his arms. He's like, folks, we are out of Little Smokies and cocktail hot dogs.
Oh, no way.
Like, yeah. Like, I don't know how many people have asked him, but he's just standing right where they should be. And he's like, no, we're out. Like, just turn around.
Go on.
Damn.
Right. Not here, fella.
You have failed.
Well, maybe you want to plan a little ahead.
You're at the grocery store on Thanksgiving looking for a turkey.
Dude,
you're screwed,
I was at QFC last night, and just because they're on sale and on the end cap, they're like, I was like, I should just buy some.
Yes, you should.
I have no recipe for them this weekend, but I was like, I'll just get some.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, right, man. Okay.
I do miss my one friend, man, when their kid was like 5, that's all she would eat. And she's got, she can't have gluten.
Okay.
So it was just awesome. Every time you went to their house, it's like, oh, we're gonna have cocktail weenies tonight. And it gave me an excuse to keep them in my house.
Guys, the party is tonight. We're doing our show from 2 until 6, live broadcast, absolutely free at Black Raven in Woodinville. Stop by and try the brand new 20th anniversary lager from the men's room.
I plan on trying it for you as much as they will let me. Peace!
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.